Christmas is an important date in the Christian calendar because it celebrates the birth of Jesus in a humble stable in Bethlehem. The Nativity story tells how Mary and Joseph arrived in Bethlehem from Nazareth because of a sickness, where they found a place to stay in a stable when there was no more room in the inn. There Christ was born. We are glad you have traveled to be with us this morning at 1,000 Hills. Join us as we enter a small country kitchen and listen to a conversation between a mother and her little cowboy. Perhaps your experience here will remind you of the blessed event that happened long ago in the city of Bethlehem.
Gee whiz, Mom, I don't want to feed the horses. I fed them yesterday, the day before, and the day before that. Why can someone else feed them? Every night I go out and feed and look for that little pony that's supposed to be there, and it doesn't come. I think it's coming back, so I'll feed the horses.
Now, my little cowboy, we both have to think chance that your father is away on his mission. My love calls, he follows, and things keep going on here.
A knock comes on the door. Mother opens the door.
Hello, I believe we haven't met before. How can I help you?
Mama, my turn.
Our house is very small. Our house is very small, and there's no room. I'm sorry.
The couple bowed their heads and turned to leave.
Wait, I have an idea. We are expecting one of our houses to give birth soon. My son has prepared a bed for me. Would you like
to lie down there and sit in the barn? Oh, great. Now, if the pony ever comes, we want to play to lie down. That is just great. Because I will have a pony. I will never get to use my blanket for my pony. I have to do all the work. All I want to be is a cow, a horse, and use my blanket.
Now, little cowboy, we have such much. So much to be grateful for. We can share the bed of hay for a little while.
Now show them the way to the barn and make them comfortable.
I will never get a pony or chance to use my blanket.
The little cowboy directed the couple to the barn into the soft bed of hay he had prepared for his pony.
Soft for my pony.
Thank you, little cowboy.
The little cowboy felt a little satisfied that someone would get to enjoy the soft bed he made, even if it wasn't a pony, and the lady was nice. The little cowboy returns to the house.
I am making some beans and cornbread for supper. I have prepared enough for the tired travelers. You know, little cowboy, it's very nice of you to share the soft bed of hay with the tired travelers. That is what God does to us. When we are tired, he gives us rest. You can take the sack of pop food.
You know, Mom, she really needs it. I'm glad she did. I think I want to miss it. You know, the more I get from it, the more I want it. I actually got a question about my pony. I don't think I'm very nice to be. I think I fish with me. I'm glad you told me about God.
They prepared the sack of food. Little cowboy pulls on his coat and hat and returns to the barn. Little cowboy opens his back set, spread out a cloth, and placed the hot food in front of him. The young woman didn't look as tired now, and she softly touched the little cowboy's hand.
Oh,
Heading toward the house, the little cowboy felt good. He walked taller. He liked what the young woman had said to him. He was glad that she had good things to say about his mother. Little cowboy returned to the house. He helped clean the table and ready himself for bed. Then he knelt by his bed and began to pray.
Family and horses. Thank you for my phone. I'm sure we'll be someday. Let the tide travel and get to miss. Amen.
Hey, y'all ready to sing?
Suddenly, there was a bright light shining into Little Cowboy's room, causing Little Cowboy to open his eyes. Little Cowboy saw the great light outside. He hurried to the window and saw that a bright star was shining its light on the barn. He ran to wake up his mother, but she was standing with the back door open, looking at the bright star.
Come, Little Cowboy.
Both of them went straight away to the barn. When the Little Cowboy and his beloved mother opened the door, they instantly felt peace from their head to their toes. A tear fell down the little cowboy's cheek when he saw the little baby laying on his soft bed of hay. The baby was wrapped in Little Cowboy's very own blanket. There was a glow around the baby's head, and Little Cowboy's blanket was keeping the baby warm. The little cowboy's heart felt peaceful and happy.
Let me lay, my little Lord.
Then a movement behind the soft bed of hay. A pony rose to its feet for the first time. The pony held its head down while it heard the roar of the baby and stood very still, peaceful and still. That night, the world stood still for a moment. Coming through the barn door were three cowboys with fine leather and gold as gifts for the baby.
Take it over to the baby.
The little cowboy looked into his mother's tear-filled eyes.
Mom, I just felt God touch my heart. Can I give the blanket and the pony to the baby? He'll need something to carry his things. And when he's big as me, he can ride my pony to church.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest on earth, peace, good will toward men."
Sing really loud so they can hear you. Thank you, Thousand Hills family, for joining us for this special presentation. May you and your family experience the joy of Christmas in all of your activities of the season and throughout the coming year. Please join us in singing some of our favorite Christmas songs. Yeah.
Thank you.
thank you again for joining us today.